Good afternoon and welcome to IFM, the sound of your life. This is At Lunch. I'm Cyril Fillion with you and it's brought to you by VKB. So we've been speaking this whole week about CUT and the Microsoft AI University program. And today, really excited to be speaking to Khadija Brown, MEC of Free State Treasury, and to find out what their involvement is with this specific program. So tell me, MEC, you know, is the Microsoft AI University program related to 2019 Free State Fourth Industrial Revolution Summit resolutions?
Absolutely and definitely. I think it's a gateway for the industry going forward in the Free State province, specifically for young people and people who were previously disadvantaged, who have received access to some of the bursary, some of the studies that we've actually put them into in the specific sector. So apart from that, in terms of the value chain, our input and what we possibly would like to see as an output to Free State government and the services that we would utilize in the future would definitely align to our summit that we had in 2019.
So what's the Free State government's commitment and position in relation to creating more such opportunities for the Free State citizens in this digital revolution era, aside now from this pioneering Microsoft Artificial Intelligence program?
Oh, well, it's very, very broad, so I'm just going to give a short description of what we intend to see and what our commitment and position is. If we can start with the foundation, which is our state growth and development strategy and the national development plan of 2030, specifically talks about jobs, and jobs have diversified. They are fluid at the moment, and largely the sector is the future of jobs going forward. Our state of the province address, where our honorable premier had outlined direct, programs to support fourth industrial revolution, specifically in the artificial intelligence sector from an education perspective. So this starts with Free State government through the Department of Education at a basic skills level and then into the large technical level, which CUT comes in, and then largely into the future work environment. So apart from that, I think as Free State sits in the center of South Africa, in a continent in Africa, and then, you know, a partner to the globe, this program definitely talks about a competitive environment, not only to South Africans, but also globally. And that's the future of work. It's the future of how we see trade and economics and how the workforce is like, especially for young people, and seeing that our nation is a youthful nation. This is definitely aligned to some of the opportunities that we see in our country and in the province. But largely also noting, the Premier has spoken so much about the challenges that we have with youth unemployment and the challenges that we have with unemployed graduates. This program directly is pioneered to ensure that unemployed graduates are training young people to be able to assist in this sector, but also training the trainer, meaning that people within government would be trained by these unemployed graduates who are in the program and be able to assist, you know, government departments to transform and diversify the way they do work. So I think definitely we would like a Free State government to commit to this position and creating more opportunities for the citizens and digitization and the digital revolution for South Africa going forward.
Then, MSC, if we look at the partnership between Free State Provincial Government and CUT, does this have a term? And can we expect more such impactful, tangible and relevant programs out of this partnership?
Yes, it's a framework agreement partnership, Cyril, which is consisting of 5 years. So we have been placing some funds towards this program. And we do believe that not only internally for government as the take-up part of this agreement or the take-off agreement, but also in terms of the demand of these specific skills within the province. And we trust that the private sector as well, in partnership with CUT and your stakeholders, like we have for tomorrow's session, we would look at a holistic integrated approach to be able to deal with this impactful program. And largely, if we talk about a social compact, when you really want to live it and experience it, where society comes together through business, industry, community, and government, and dual programs that are aligning with society's needs, that then talks to exactly what the outcomes and how impactful the outcomes would be. So we trust business and industry is as excited as we are about this program, and that they will absorb some of the skills that we would be able to develop through this program and employ that into their specific sectors going forward.
Let me see, you touched on this in the previous question where you said that government staff and unemployed Free State youth will benefit from this, especially now if we look at the beneficiaries according to the terms of the NDP 2013. In other words, can Free State government staff and unemployed Free State youth expect some financial support and maybe otherwise to upskill?
So there are two parts to this, Cyril. It's not necessarily financial support, but also technical support going forward. So, for example, let's talk about the technical skills and the Train the Trainer program. So we've placed some funding towards the program that is centered in an incubator type of fashion, where someone who has been identified in the certification process is trained to be able to do this type of sectoral work. And that individual then either goes into the Department of Education, they either go into public works, they either go into various sectoral departments where, for instance, robotics is being taught at a grade 4 level at school. This individual will train all these teachers, so you're spreading the skill, train all the teachers as to how a robotics curriculum should work in alignment with market-related factors or global-related factors. If you're looking at the Department of Public Works, as an example, there are some industry trends where you are able to look at the thickness of a brick as a through some sort of system that allows you to be able to do that 3D printing in the Department of Health and so on and so forth. So each department has got certain needs that this program would be able to dwell in, not only on research and development but also implementation and allowing for efficiencies within government, so that we don't necessarily have to spend, for example, 2 rand on a brick where you've got the ability and the capability through artificial intelligence to print a brick for 60 cents and we could build homes and so on for a lot less than what we would normally do. So from a financing perspective, that is some of the revenue enhancement programs that we're looking at to ensure that our financial input has got a greater output from a financial perspective to government. So I think that, yes, on a non-financial support, those are some of the large benefits that we would see, and definitely Free Staters and young people would be employed to be able to do this type of work and implement. And largely I'm stating implement, I'd like to use that as an operative word, because often we are criticized as government for all grand ideas, but we're unable to see it implementable. So I'm hoping that these programs are going to be implemented in the various departments. From a financial perspective, we as provincial government would rather place this the funding into a partnership program that is correctly conceived. It's got a concept paper. We're going to measure it. We'll find tangible results. We'll be able to assess value for money. Now, if we had to do that in individualizing certain stipends or amounts to individuals, something that is not necessarily more impactful than having a place in a program and run by the Central University of Technology through its entity called QTIS, will measure, do the monitoring and evaluation, would make sure that whatever funding is being transferred to any type of beneficiary, it can be monitored at a later stage, and we could assess the impact of such a program. So that is the twofold in terms of how we intend to see it. In terms of NDP 2030, as you had requested or asked just earlier, I think that largely this sector will cut through various other sectors that allow to the 1 to 14 points in the NDP, and we trust that that would work in driving the economy and creating jobs within the various sectors that we will deal with through AI.
We're speaking to MEC of Free State Treasury, Khadija Brown, right on IFM, The Sound of Your Life. And, of course, we're speaking about the CUT Microsoft AI University program. And so tell me, can we expect to hear about this program in your next budget speech?
Definitely, I think that this would be a continuation of the partnership. So this is the second year that we are into this partnership, subject to our provincial summit. And I think that, you know, between this year and next year, we would like to see that, you know, some of our programs that we have funded through this one, we would like to see tangible results within those departments. So I would say yes, definitely. And you said the sound of your life, so I would like to also wish OFM listeners and thank them for listening as well. So yes, thank you very much, Cyril.
That's a big pleasure. So the 2019 Free State Fourth Industrial Revolution Summit created a lot of excitement. It was well supported, obviously successfully delivered. So, you know, when can the public expect the follow-up event of that summit?
Mm-hmm. So what we've done is internally we've provided feedback, and largely with the coronavirus, COVID-19, and the challenges that we had just to stabilize the economy, stabilize the province, we had not necessarily given us sufficient time to work on, you know, what the progress was based on the resolutions of that summit and how far we have come to probably assess if any impact has been achieved. So I personally, from my side in the governance cluster, what we're trying to do is really look at the governance part of the summit, really centralizing the 4R specific, or the ICT component of all government departments. We are busy with that at an ICSCO level. It is a request directly from the Honourable Premier that we fast-track that process so that it help us with regards to the demanded requirements by the provincial government through our procurement pool. And we deal with provincial procurement and we ensure that the policy criteria is sorted. So we've done that. We are busy finalizing that. But I would request the public to give us the next 6 to 12 months to be able to assess the impact that we've made, to be able to assess how many young people have come into the fold of this sector, how many people have been registered on the CETA database, how many young people and businesses have been compliant with regards to either tax or access to be placed on various databases to do this work. And we'd also like to understand the model of, you know, where it comes to the manufacturing part of the work that we're trying to do in the sector, distribution, and then largely the logistics. So we're doing that type of assessment at this point, but if the public can give us 6 to 12 months, we will come back to you and we'll give you more tangible and more detailed information as to what government has really achieved since the summit.
And lastly, MEC, is there any relevant message you as the MEC of the Free State Treasury would like to share with us?
Yes, no, I think let's just provide a policy overview. Artificial intelligence and the fourth industrial revolution, and I can tell you we already surpassed that. Yeah, often people have large criticism to say that this new industrialization forms are going to change work, there wouldn't be sufficient people that would have access to jobs because everything would be automated, and the skill that is required, even if it is low skill set that is demanded in the labor industry through various other sectors, will also be done away with. I think the Department of Labor and Labor Unions and labor advocacies would have large challenges with regard to artificial intelligence and the fourth industrial revolution. So I think what I need to just say to the public out there is that, firstly, outside of that, it's great efficiency. So it allows governments to spend less money on doing more and being able to utilize that fund to drive the economy. Secondly, the reskilling of individuals within government private sector would allow us then to look into new ways of work, meaning that people would still have jobs, but reskill people on a high priority basis so that we can ensure that people are not losing their jobs because of AI or the ICT trends or fourth industrial revolution trends. And then I think that also it allows South Africa to be competitive. And we believe that the demand for man-made machines, hybrid teams, the future of employment will also depend on artificial intelligence. You can see how we're working today, subject to the coronavirus. We're working from home, but utilizing various forms and mechanisms to still reach out. Technology tools create this type of worldwide employment. So you would have access not only to work within your specific locality, but also across the world, across the globe. So I think from education to financial services to transportation to healthcare, this is the way that the world is going, and we have to be able to be ready as a country, as a nation, to also be that competitive. So I would like to dispel the notion that we are going to be killing jobs, but I would like to state that we have to find a way from an education, research and development perspective that we are able to create new jobs in this new industry coming forward.
That was the Free State MEC of Treasury, Khadija Brown, right here on IFM, The Sound of Your Life. And remember, if you would like to listen to the whole interview, we've podcasted it. It is on ofm.co.za.